The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're rolling.
Rolling. What is that
song? Don't sing it.
Oh, we can't sing. That's
don't
right.
Sing it. Rolling. That's
rolling,
it. That's the whole song. That's the whole song.
I started this show by, well, before we started, I was like, yeah. I've got a lot to complain about.
Yeah, what are you complaining about? If it's anything to do with your sinuses or weather, no. We don't need to hear it.
Well, I mean, my hair is like taking a work from home day clearly today. I'm okay. Not going to even like take
didn't
want to
say
it.
Anything, but
it's just so floppy and a mess. But then I realized as we started on the
such
show.
A bitch. You are such a bitch.
Once we hit record that I don't want to put a lot of negative energy out in the world. This was my negative energy to deal with today. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to put it out there that my building currently has no water.
Okay.
And you don't realize in this world how dependent you are on running water in the United States as a regular old New Yorker.
Sure.
Until it gets cut off is all I'm going to put.
So you guys haven't, is the reason your hair looks like a fucking mess today because you haven't showered because there's no water?
No, I did shower.
Oh, did you?
They cut it off at 9 a.m. I got up extra early and showered because, you know, I can't go out through my day without a wake-up shower.
Right.
Because I shower at night before bed and then, like, basically 8 hours later again to wake up.
Yeah, because you accumulate a lot of germs in your sleep.
So I did get up for that, but then, like, I had to be there for them to, like, come into my... It was just all a whole mess. Then, like, the F train... Look, here, I said I wasn't going to do it, but yeah. I'm going to because this is...
I don't want to put out all this negative energy.
This show is my
therapy.
But
let me just say about the fucking F train.
This show is my therapy. Both F trains in both directions not working.
Yeah.
Not even not working. The power was shut down.
Today?
Today.
That's so funny.
So I was, you know, I worked remotely this morning and
that's
I was
right.
on my way
I took the F train, no problem.
Yeah, I'm sure
today,
it was great
it was
for
fine.
You.
I had an easy commute.
And then I'm telling everyone where I live, it sounds like. But anyway, then I had to take the tram.
Yes.
There you go. You might know where I live now. And that was jam-packed. And then the bus was crawling. I could have walked faster, but it was too humid. I was trying to make sure my hair looked good. Oh, Darren, I just need you to console me, like just rock with me back and forth and tell me it's going to be okay.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's other things in the world that
about.
Are bad.
Yeah.
Sack up.
Yeah, I'm trying.
And like, I walk to work every
I know,
day.
That's true. You do.
And I'm a woman and oh. I have long hair.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I wear makeup. Uh-huh. I have no problem sweating
right.
it out, doing
well,
this whole
do,
thing.
And
your first lesson is to not take the goddamn bus across town
well,
when it would really only be, you know,
Megan,
a
don't agree
15
with her.
Minute
Megan's
walk.
Nodding.
I see Megan nodding in agreement with me, and uh-huh. I think she knows where I'm coming from with this. Uh-huh. The bus is going to go at a snail's pace.
I know, but here's the thing. I didn't want to walk a mile in the humid air.
Oh my God.
No, I love walking a mile. Don't get me wrong. I'm a walker. Like, I will walk
oh, really?
To Mars and back if I could. Mm-hmm. But...
In as long as it's not humid.
In the humidity, I was trying to protect my look to look professional here at work, right?
Okay.
It all just did not work out.
What about you wouldn't look professional if you walked in humidity?
Well, as you can see,
right.
my hair is a floppy, disgusting, sad mess. Yeah,
Matt, were you concerned about keeping his job? Because his hair is a floppy... I mean, like, literally. Andy doesn't even notice when I...
I know.
Doesn't notice anything.
Look, I'm not even one that obsesses over my look. Like, I don't care how mm-hmm. I look, frankly, most of the time. But, you know, I can't show up to work looking like I swam to work. Matt doesn't give a
shit. Matt doesn't care.
So it's fine.
I do not give a fuck. No, I
actually have a fun little update for you, just so you know. Okay. I finally stopped by the gay pride parade for the first time ever in my entire life.
Oh my God, that's great.
Do you follow my girlfriend on Instagram?
I do, but I didn't see anything.
Her Instagram stories were the entire time of me complaining about it.
it's a mess.
I want to sit in the AC.
You know what?
I don't like this.
Oh, I know.
I'm not attracted to, like, just like the entire thing.
And we should say thank you to everyone who shouted us out and said happy pride.
Yeah, that was so nice.
Our Facebook group.
Our Facebook group is hilarious. They always send like amazing Taco Bell news and everything that we need to know.
Did you see the one where they put a taco in the sunglass holder of the car and they said, oh, look, my car comes with a taco holder?
Yeah.
Loved it. Laughed hysterically. About pride, though, my boyfriend went by himself. I was out of town this weekend, so you guys probably ran into each other.
We probably made out.
Against each other. Yeah, you probably made out at Pride.
Doesn't he remember?
Yeah, he keeps a lot of that away from us.
Oh, he does.
Yeah,
oh,
apparently.
Oh, that is like my 30th birthday gift?
Yeah, is that what that
somewhere
is?
Somewhere tucked
People
away?
Still talking about that?
Well, they need to.
Yeah. Well, tell me about Pride, because for those who don't know, New York City had it's a big Pride parade over the weekend.
Yes.
Different cities have them at different times throughout the summer. I've gone to a few of them, and I've walked and marched with NBC. We have a presence.
I remember that.
Yeah. And the one year I did it was when it was like the day after gay marriage had become legal in the United States. So it was a wild and fun time. But what was your impression?
Because that was the first time. It went uptown for like the first time ever this year, which was weird.
It used to always start at like what?
Midtown. And then you end in Christopher Street, because who the fuck wants to end in Midtown?
Midtown, right. Well, you know, I will say that's probably a good idea, because what happened was, as you get down closer to Christopher Street, which for those who don't know is like...
Yeah, bottlenecks, sort of.
Yeah, bottlenecks. And then there's thousands of people all in one place that want to get to the subway. Then the subways get super crowded. So it did make sense, I think, to let out in Midtown, where there's way more space and parks and things. But who wants to really get out in like Midtown on a Sunday where, by the way, nothing is happening?
I mean, in general, who wants to get out of Midtown on a Sunday, let alone with apparently 2 million people were there.
Really?
Isn't that crazy to think of? The figure I read.
Yeah.
No, it's not crazy, because if you actually went to Pride, you would have seen it.
Yeah. One year they had Chipotle was in the Pride parade, and they had a huge burrito that was like rocking back and forth with people on top of it, and it was just so hilarious.
That I would totally be a part of.
Absolutely.
If Taco Bell wants to do that,
mm-hmm.
and like on either side of this rotating taco, cheesy gordita crunches fall out into the crowd.
Right.
Feel like what's
win-win,
gayer
right?
than that? Like, right? Like that celebration.
Well, we have to be careful which
of gay people.
Which Mexican / whatever restaurant we want to sponsor us. You know, we don't want to get too into to Chipotle.
I don't want Chipotle. Okay. I want Taco Bell.
I want Taco Bell. Yeah.
I never eat Chipotle.
I don't really either. I used to. If you guys listen to
Currently.
You
loved a Chipotle.
Oh my God. It's all I talked about. Do we want to get into what Matt had texted us, which he apparently forgot? And
Let me find the exact text and the exact timing of it, because I thought it was late at night, but maybe it wasn't, because I'm pretty sure he was in my apartment.
Matt's in here, by the way, for those who don't know. He's just hanging out.
It wasn't late at night.
No, I don't think it was too
late. No, it wasn't. It was on a Sunday.
It was just a Sunday. I think that threw you. Basically, Matt texted us the other night.
Yeah. Well,
I deny this.
Gave us a compliment.
I deny this.
Believe it or
not.
Okay,
yeah. Sunday at 6:34 p.m., which was late considering it's a Sunday.
Okay.
Like, people
was
are napping.
Six?
Why are you doing this? Okay. Like, just have to say, I just listened to your last episode.
Is that his voice?
You two are so talented.
Aww.
Dot, dot, dot.
Aww.
And I just wrote back, uh-oh, this feels like a trick. I didn't say thank you.
I was laughing hysterically when you said that.
I just wrote back that.
Yeah.
You commented, haha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To you.
And then Matt wrote back, save it for another shot.
Oh, so then.
And then you wrote back, thanks, Matt. And I go, mm-hmm.
So then, this is a group text. So then I put it on the agenda today, and there's a note here from Matt in our doc that says, from Matt, what does this mean?
Right.
In all
and then
caps.
We reread it to him today, and he was like, I have no idea. Yeah.
So apparently we're not that great.
So stop fucking texting us.
Yeah.
I mean, great. We're talented. Like
we get it.
We get it. You know, like, give me something I can use. Yeah. God damn.
Well, it was fun while it lasted.
But speaking of updates on Matt, he finally got new shoes because our amazing fan base has just annihilated him from his last Instagram post.
Yeah.
So he reposted a new one today with like better treads, man. Yeah. And I think he still should get shit for it. Mm. I can't remember what I commented, but I still was like, you're still a loser, Matt. Like, still a douche.
Oh, is it already up?
Oh, I said new sneaker, same old bastard is what I said. Which I felt was like an accurate statement to make. Matt, are these brand new or just like you decided to switch them up further in the rotation?
Right.
They're brand new. I just spontaneously, after taking abuse for a week ran downstairs and bought a pair.
Oh my God. It says new kicks, happy now, and then three deer emoji.
Well, I actually jotted down a couple of comments.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Let's hear it.
Shoot it.
I thought people maybe would be kind of happy, but they're not. Becca MH 1992 says, how did you find shoes with even less tread? Kristen Monklava Kepka says,
nice.
Wow.
Because I posted happy now, right? She says, no.
No.
You're still ugly.
Oh, I like them, by the way.
Oh, that makes one of us.
_FRS says, why do they have no tread? Are you trying not to leave footprints? That's a pretty good point.
Hoof prints.
GDROZ.
You know what? We're doing another shot and we don't have a shot. So once you're done telling everyone how much you suck about your shoes.
My question, though.
I'm not done.
Oh, sorry. Keep going. Sorry.
Trisha TK says they'll be covered in shit in no time. Hashtag Tershburn.
Wow.
And Sadie C says, poor Matt laughing my ass off.
I love the fans.
The fans are so good. I just want to know, how did you find a pair of shoes that fit into hooves? Because I didn't
realize. Yeah, did you get like baby little shoes?
Yeah, were they little hooves?
Or do you
like
stuff them?
Because you have hooves, right?
Oh my God. You know, some people stuff their pants. Matt stuffs his sneakers.
Shoes.
Oh, that's sweet.
To make a human foot because he has hooves. Aww.
We have more to get to other than just insulting Matt. We actually have a fun game we want to play
that's
that you created.
Well, yes.
I want you to kick it off because I'm blind to what's happening right
Matt's
here.
Matt's looking at me like, I thought we're not doing a game. Well, Matt and I were talking. And
did he change? Changed it on me on the last minute?
No, changed it actually. But basically, so we have this, this is going to be really fun, I think. We have this piece on oxygen.com, like the 50 craziest laws from each state.
Like you're not allowed to chew gum and walk the street in Oregon.
Okay, you almost just came up with a real crazy one, which is literally the first one. It's fine, you'll get that one. But yeah, it's like all these crazy crimes, like, you know, like you just basically said.
Yeah, that like are written in the laws, but no one follows them anymore.
So
originally
I was thinking we could both play this game, but then Matt had already read through all of them because he works on that particular piece. So
he says.
Right, so I've seen them, but you have not,
no,
correct?
I purposely didn't look.
All right, so I'm just going to quiz you.
Just give me a few.
Yeah, just quiz you. Okay. So I'm going to say the state.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you two laws. One is made up and one is a lie.
So I have to guess which one's real.
Exactly.
Not one is made up and one is a lie.
Exactly.
No. One is.
Wait. One is not. One is the truth. One is
there
not
you go.
The truth.
I was going to be like, nothing. Okay.
Oh, I'm really good at this. Okay. So let's start with none other than New Jersey.
I knew you were going to start with Jersey.
Had to start with Jersey. Okay. Which one of these is true and which one is false? You can't wear a bulletproof vest while trying to commit murder, or you can't chew gum in a movie theater.
Can't chew gum in a movie theater.
Final answer?
Sure.
No.
Really?
Yeah, you can't. That's incorrect. The true one was you can't wear a bulletproof vest while trying to commit murder, which if you think about it is so ridiculous because if you're trying to commit murder, isn't that going to be the illegal part here, not the bulletproof vest?
You'd think, but cops are trying to get you on anything.
Right, no,
that's
true.
That's good to know.
All right. Oh, that's an interesting point, because then they could charge you for yet another thing if you're trying. Megan's giving me a yes.
Yes.
You guys are smarter than I am. Okay, let's go to Maryland,
where
I'm from originally. What? Which one of these two is the truth? It's illegal to have oral sex with people and animals. Yes, and animals.
Okay, judging of who you are, that's probably right.
Right, think about that. Or it's illegal to kiss a crab in public. Remember, it's Maryland. And these are crazy. So either one of these is crazy.
I mean, either one of those is just nuts. Like, mm-hmm. I could see the animals thing being an issue with the oral sex, but, like, not against people. Because, like, that's just not a thing.
Okay.
So I'm going to say it's illegal to kiss a crab in public. But it seems so easy, like, you fit that Maryland crab thing in there. Mm. I guess I'll go with oral sex, but, I mean, people break that law all the time.
Final answer?
Final answer.
You're right. Ding, 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 ding.
So you can't
ding.
Have oral sex with people or animals in Maryland?
According to Maryland law. Which...
Wow. No wonder everyone in Maryland is fucking miserable and trying to get the
fuck
out.
Maryland's a very happy state. Okay, let's go to California.
Says all the women and none of the men.
Right. let's go to California now, where Matt is originally from.
Matt, I might need your help on this.
Okay, so is it illegal to surf in the nude?
Let's hope.
Eating a frog after it has died tragically.
It's got to be surfing in the nude, only because how do we define frogs dying tragically?
Well, who knows,
Matt,
right?
What do you think? Matt already seen it. Megan?
I think Matt does know this one.
Megan, what are you giving me? It's surfing in the nude.
Surf in the nude or eating a frog after it dies tragically?
I will say, though, knowing California and knowing how ridiculous they are with their laws. And yeah, I'm fucking shouting you out,
animals,
California.
And animals.
Everything.
Right?
The whole state. it's just ridiculous. Matt, Arnold, Schwarzenegger.
Right.
Like, do we need to go on? It would be the frog thing. Like, someone would have put that into their laws, but I'm just going to go surfing in the nude.
Okay, Matt, you look like you were about to say something. Just wanted to see if you were going to weigh in.
It does make sense to me that if a frog
it's probably the frog,
dies
though.
Tragically, in a tragic manner, it should be illegal to eat.
Yeah, like,
because
it's so young and, like, grew up and always had disease and, like, always had a little limp and then it died tragically because it was so young.
Did it
die tragically because it got hit by a car? Maybe it never kissed someone. Maybe it never had oral sex in Maryland. These are the things that are all tragic deaths for a frog that we're just never going to be able to know.
Or was it overtired because it was in a frog race?
Right.
Didn't it have to do with frog races?
Guys,
what if it lost its loved one at sea? We don't know.
We're taking this to a very weird place.
Surfing in the nude, final answer.
Wrong.
I knew it.
One.
God damn.
Can you believe that?
This just makes me hate government even more than I already do.
That's true.
Okay.
All right, so we talked that one out. All right, let's go to New York where we're currently sitting.
Yes.
Is it illegal to take a selfie with a tiger or take a selfie with a rat? So one of these two things is illegal. To take a selfie with a rat or to take a selfie with a tiger.
I have so many things to say because both are fucking ridiculous that they're written into this law. One, I feel like the New York rat thing makes sense because like New York's associated with it. So I feel like that was thrown in as a trick.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to say tiger, but the reason I'm saying tiger is because so many people on their like Tinder profiles take pictures with wild animals. And I think it's just ridiculous.
Okay.
So it shouldn't be either, but because everything you've said is ridiculous, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say tiger.
Correct.
Yay!
And the source that we were reading this from literally said it's to keep people from getting mauled because they take these selfies and put them on their profile picture, but they
really
get attacked.
Dumb.
Yeah.
They're really dumb.
All right, one more here.
Okay.
Let's go to the good old state of Tennessee. Where Sevierville is.
Nice.
From a previous episode. Sevierville. Is what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
Dolly Parton's hometown. Just want to make sure we get that right because we got attacked. It's fine. Okay, so is it illegal to take horses out of the state?
Okay.
Or bring skunks into the state?
Those are great options.
I know. So one of these is illegal. Is it illegal to take horses out of the state? Just a repeat here. Or to bring skunks into the state.
It really could be either. What do you think, Megan? I'm 50-50. I want to say it's...
I would say skunks because horse racing is popular in the South.
Megan's saying skunks because of
horse
racing.
Horse racing is like...
Interstate horse races, Megan said.
Kentucky Derby, Belmont Stakes all happening kind of in the South. So maybe horse trade is more popular.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to go with with Megan on this one because she's smarter than me. I'm going to go skunks.
Skunks? Correct.
Nice, Megan.
Good reasoning there. So you got, I think, 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 5 there.
I think I got 2 out of 5,
did
but it's
you?
Okay. Well, we.
You got Maryland?
I talked to death about the other one. So.
Oh, that's true. You yeah. got Maryland, New
We're
going
to put that one as a TBD. Let's just say I'm 50-50.
Exactly. Well, anyway, so we have, if you have your state, you want to see the wildest, craziest one, you have it up on oxygen.com. We also link to it in our show description, so you can go right there.
Those were good.
Find your state. And also shout out to John Silman, who wrote this.
Yeah, tell us any other weird laws you guys might know. There's so many.
Oh, I was browsing through a few of them, and I was like, is this really happening? Like, what's going on
Yeah,
here?
I think there's a weird laws Twitter handle or something that I follow. It's like a weird crime
well,
a day
why you
or
aced
something.
This
aced
quiz.
It.
Yeah.
Totally aced it.
We also asked fans to send in
ideas.
We
also asked fans. Honestly, I looked through the entire forum and it was so many fun things.
There were good ones.
I definitely saw someone say like, oh, we should play like a this or that, or I think they said this or they, but I think they meant that.
Yeah.
Submitted by you guys. If you guys want to submit us like
a this or that,
10 this or that, or would you rather as well, absolutely
for
handle
sure.
it. We can start a new thread that just is like, would you rather or this or that, think of a bunch of shit and then we'll answer it.
And some of those were hard. I saw a couple people were putting them in there. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
How to answer this.
Skunks or horses.
Skunks or horses are weird.
And oral sex or kissing a crab.
Before we move on, I just want to mention, Matt is diligently typing away and looking at his phone. Matt, can you just give us an update about like what's up?
Also, I asked for a shot.
You did ask for a shot.
Because we're on another shot. He got up, went to the bar, and then sat back down.
That's right. To make it look like he was doing something. It's fine. Go ahead.
I'm jotting some things down about somebody's grandmother, which we will get to eventually.
Yeah, on Sunday's
we'll
episode.
We'll get to the next episode.
So
but,
he is working.
Okay,
we
I'll get your fucking shot.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I mean, I literally mentioned it like 10 minutes ago.
He just looked very, like, so focused.
So I picked this one out from Facebook as we gather. I want to gather those would you rathers and the this or that's, but Kristen Broder on Facebook, I hope I'm pronouncing your last name correctly, says, what are your deal breakers for being friends or in a relationship with someone?
This is such a tough question.
I guess deal breakers and red flags are kind of the same thing.
Mm.
That is a really good question. I remember I had drinks one time with my friend, also gay, and I was just like, what's the number one? Like you walk into someone's apartment. I don't want to say first date, but like first few dates, your first time walking into like your significant other's or a person who likes apartment. What's one thing that would just like make you go running? And she was like, dream catcher.
That's a good one.
I was like, a dream catcher. She's like, I fucking hate those things. I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's not mine. But like now every time I see a dream catcher, I'm
you're going to think of it.
Is this a red flag?
Oh, fancy cups. Oh, she just gets a shot. That's fine.
What is this?
She just smelled her drink. Matt just sat it down. She smelled it.
It's vodka.
Oh.
I thought it was literally a cup of water.
Yeah.
And I thought he was like,
a cup of water. All right. Well, while you're having a shot and I'm not.
It's an actual
No,
shot.
Thank you. No,
do
I'm
you
a good.
A shot?
No, I can't actually because I have something to do after work. So I do actually. Okay. So dream catcher. Mine would be dead body. Don't want to run in on that. Although maybe they could be a guest on the show.
Here's a deal breaker for me that I think is a serious one.
Okay.
I could never date somebody who wasn't out.
Yeah.
Because now I've been through that and it was very hard for me and I don't want to do that again in all seriousness.
Yeah, yeah.
In terms of being friends, I could be friends with someone who wasn't out, but I think I would encourage them very much so to come out just because it's a lot easier and I wouldn't want to have to like
live your truth.
Live
your truth.
I mean, listen,
Happy
everyone
Pride
has different family situations and I don't want to take that away. But for me as a person, I wouldn't want to have to feel like I'd have to censor myself.
Right.
Like I don't want to be not out for you.
Right.
So that would be hard. Again, I have no problem being like a mentor helping someone, but it's absolutely a deal breaker for me. I just wouldn't do it. Also, I'm not overly religious in any sort of way.
Yeah.
And it's not that it would be a massive deal breaker, but I wouldn't convert to a religion for anybody.
Mm.
And I wouldn't want someone who that was like their number one priority. Because I don't have that, it would be very, very hard for me to relate.
And remind everyone when Love Connection airs with Andy Cohen on Fox.
It's on Tuesdays, 9/8 on Fox.
I think for me, no, those are great. And I think, you know, I know you well enough to know.
I've thought about these a lot because, you know, certain relationships been through, I'm like, I'm never doing that again.
I was just going to say, I could have almost like named some of that just based on how much I know from your past. I think a lot of people go to smoking.
Oh, yeah. I don't like smokers.
I you know what? I could maybe date
cigarette
somebody.
Cigarette smokers.
Yeah, cigarette
Let's
smokers.
Clarify.
Yeah, for sure.
Clarify.
I don't think I could. You know what's weird? I said that, and then I found out after we kind of started being a little more serious that somebody I dated in the past was a smoker, and I dealt with it because I didn't smell it, or it, and it wasn't around me, like at
yeah,
all.
Like I couldn't date a chain smoker.
Chain
I think
smoker
we can say
sure.
that for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Geez, I don't know. I think with friendships, this is tough because I'm actually very, like, in the last couple of years, I've become somewhat more introverted with my friendships. Like,
yeah,
and just the sense that, like, you know. Not necessarily in New York City, but in general.
You weed out friends as you grow yeah. up. You know what I mean? Like, certain things matter. Lives diverge. People have kids, get married. I mean, it's makes sense. Our parent, like, my parents have, like, 5 great friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Not 40.
Yeah.
You
totally.
Know?
No,
like,
that's a great point.
And that's...
Take a drink. You know, for me, and I do have a, you know, I have my close friends that live here in New York City, and I hang out with them, and they're my best friends, but... Outside of that, what am I getting out of, oh my God, let's get lunch this weekend, let's get brunch, da, 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 and having
yeah.
like 1,000 people to make somewhat superficial plans with, that's not me, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I'm not addicted to people, and in fact, I get very mentally exhausted having to constantly converse and interact with people, so,
yeah.
which is why I just stay at home and just, you know, curl up in a corner, and I'm a curmudgeon. So I just want to make sure everyone knows. But so
sunlight for you
is a deal breaker. If you want to be out in the sun, it's not going to work.
If you want to be fun and have some sun, John's not the boy
Are
for you.
Are you the type that likes to text? We're not going to be friends.
We're not going to be friends.
I don't like
Do
to
you
talk
wanna
to you.
Do you want to talk to me every day?
No,
sorry, we're not.
Sorry, not happening.
I get that.
Yeah.
For me, it's hard to say because friends, I care less in terms of like being picky about if we jive, we jive.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I'm fine with that. I hate drama. So friendship
right.
should never be drama.
Right.
Relationships are going to be drama at certain points at any given time.
You've hit the nail on the head with that drama thing.
It's,
and I think that's
right.
what it is with me. I don't want to... I feel like with a lot of friendships these days, there's a lot of pressure to like go out and like
yeah.
make plans and do this and do that. And it's just too much. And like for me,
you just want to slow down.
By the way, if this isn't the most like therapeutic John's at the psychologist episode you've ever heard.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what is.
You just want to get sex and oral sex in Maryland.
Yeah, in Maryland.
That's all you want to do.
And I want to kiss a crab.
That's all you want to do.
Which
and take a selfie
like,
with a tiger in New York.
It's not legal.
It's
so I don't understand.
Well,
yeah.
Last
so that's
thing.
It. Yeah. What else?
Outside of friendships, I really couldn't date someone who I didn't think was smart and who doesn't read. I don't
Those
get people that don't read. Reading
yeah.
is like one of my favorite things to do.
Like books, you're saying.
Or magazines
yeah,
or like
yeah.
periodic, like something, like a newspaper.
Yeah.
But like people who don't read ever, I don't understand that. How are you not
yeah.
reading?
Yeah, yeah,
no
yeah.
matter what it is. But like you have to read. And I've dated people before that are like, yeah, I don't really read. I'm like, what? Like,
it's one
what,
thing
what?
To not read books. Okay, fine. You don't
okay,
like
you don't
books.
Have to read like an...
But read the news.
Read something.
Read
a fucking magazine. Like,
right.
know what's going on.
That was what I was going to say. One of the deal breakers for me would be you have to know what's going on in the world in some capacity.
To some extent.
You don't have to be a news junkie.
Right.
You know, I'm very opinionated. I'm very plugged into what's going on in the country, in the world, etc. I love knowing that kind of stuff. I love traveling, experiencing things. If you're one of those people that just doesn't understand the news and you don't know, you know, who the last president was,
yeah.
which, frankly, there have been people in my life that... that are like this, it's just not going to work. It's just not going to be compatible. We can be friends, but in a relationship, no way.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I mean, we're getting kind of serious when we talk
yeah,
about
yeah.
it, but I think like smoking is a really good one and,
yeah.
and any type of like habits that just might not go around. Like I'm obsessed with animals. So if you're allergic to animals or you don't.
You guys are so fucking judgmental.
I was waiting for Matt to jump in.
A 10 fucking page essay.
Well, Matt, I mean, we have standards.
Not this,
we have
standards. Not like this.
She,
by the way, we
Kristen
also say this.
Kristen Broder asked legitimate questions and we're trying to give the fans what they want. And
yeah.
all I'm saying is, like animals, read books and stop smoking.
Yes, definitely stop smoking. Also, we say this as if we're not two people who aren't in long-term relationships. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Karen, I would like to marry you. I'm proposing and
oh.
we're going to become Branch Davidians.
Davidians.
Oh.
Okay.
Keep an
okay.
eye out for
You'll
Sunday's episode.
I'm...
And following... The word
glad
of the Lord.
Oh, of the Lord.
Does that work out for you? How
that's,
do you?
That no, it's fine.
Which actually, the word comes from me because I'm going to be the husband.
As long as you have new shoes on our wedding day, right. I'll be fine with some treads on the bottom.
At the very least.
At the very least. We know Matt doesn't read.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
Reading, I wouldn't need someone who
oh my God, Matt's
reads
like, I don't read.
Yeah.
But I will say this, like every once in a while, if you see someone reading a book that you absolutely love, you know?
Yeah, it is like, such a turn on.
Please.
It's such a turn on. If I see a girl at a dive bar by herself reading The New Yorker, my boner is so high, I can't handle it. It's
you know
just, it's so big.
Okay.
Sorry, Matt.
Yeah, the boner's big. Okay, that's weird. But,
sorry, John. Megan's in.
No, that's fine.
Megan doesn't get grossed out by me.
But, you know, now that you're saying this, whenever, like, you know, I'm seeing guys, like, reading comics.
Get out of here, John. Okay, that's another shot.
We should wrap up. We'll see you guys on Sunday.
Thanks for all the questions.
I tried.
And put some would you rathers or this and that's in there. I'm shutting you up because.
Yeah, Darren shut me down.
Yeah, I don't need to see the boys at Comic-Con reading comics.
Yeah,
read a book.
I'll see you guys at Comic-Con.
Bye.
Bye.
Whether you're working out, walking, or running errands, Audible can help you keep your heart rate up month after month with their pulse-pounding collection of thrilling audiobooks that you can't hear anywhere else. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, which includes thousands of titles. This month, check out the Audible original, The Space Within. It's a chilling 8-part story about a psychiatrist, Dr. Maddie Weil, voiced by Academy Award winner Jessica Chastain, who is tasked with unlocking the memories of a child who went missing for 7 hours. Maddie soon discovers that there are more who have faced similar experiences, and the truth of what is happening to them may impact the fate of humankind. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500. That's audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500.